bless you. We give you the glory for our honour, all glory, all dominions belong to you. And now, Lord, as we meditate upon your word at the beginning of this new year, may, Lord, your Spirit open our hearts and our minds this day and every day of the year. Lord, speak to us, we pray. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Well, what I'm hoping this morning, one is to talk about the names of Jesus. And some, of course, are very familiar to us, and some perhaps not so familiar. Of course, I can't go through all the names given to him in the Bible. And the second bit, what I am hoping to do is call it a justification for priestly blessing. Or why do we bless? Or why? What is in my heart and mind when I bless God's people? Let's begin with the names, but before that, just to quickly touch on the Galatian passage from where I'm not going to preach. If you put those three, four verses that we heard in the context, Paul was writing to Galatians, and the purpose was to remind the believers to grow up in their faith and in their trust. And in the case of the Galatian church, the encouragement for them he was giving was that leave the dependence upon the law, not that to become lawless, but don't depend upon the law that will make you slaves, but live in the freedom of Christ. Or in other words, that there is no Jesus plus something else which saves, but it is Jesus alone. So I leave it with us to think that what we need in this new year to get rid of, so that we can be fully and truly focused upon our Savior, Lord Jesus. Now, today is the name day of Jesus Christ. Did you know that? Yes, some of you did know. Well, how do we give our children or choose the names for our children? Why do we give the names to them, the names we give? Anybody would like to tell us, why did you give name to your child, what name you gave? What was the reason?
Relation.
Sorry?
A relation.
Relation with who?
With father or mother.
All right, so that name has got some history in the family. Right. Hey, what about you, Daddy? I think, well, I'm not a man. Say it aloud.
Two names.
Pick up the hat.
I would just pick the
hat. I've never heard that one. Have you heard that before? No.
She was expecting me, and I thought that's exciting. I'm named after the character. And when I was older, I read it and found out Rebecca was a horrible person. And wasn't the life of the bird, so I was like, thanks for that month. But our children, we always like the name Thomas, and it's nice we like biblical names, so therefore Thomas and Grace, because obviously the grace of God is throughout the whole Bible.
Wonderful.
So okay, Grace.
Wonderful. Anybody else who wants to see? Doctor.
So our son's called Magnus, quite an unusual name. And it came from when I was a student. I did some theatre and I played a character in a Tom Stoppard play called Major Magnus Muldoon. And I thought, that's a cool name. When I have a son, I might call him Magnus.
Now, what wonderful! Some picked up from the hat, some thought there was one was probably angry that wanted to give that sort of a name, others wanted to recognize the grace of God. Others, of course, cool name, I played that character, I want to give that name, and then there are memories. But I wonder what was in the mind of your rector's parents that they chose name Napoleon. Can you believe that? That's, I'll leave it, I will ask them when I reach up there, that there is always something behind the names. But when we come to the system of the Bible, of giving the names to their children, a lot of the time names were descriptive, that something did they say. They had meaning, there was some purpose. That is why one of the reasons, even to this day in the East, there is some reason behind, a very good reason, to give a name to child, what name is given, or it has got meaning. And that's the reason I always wonder that what was the reason to give me name Napoleon? Coming back to the Bible, for instance, you mentioned one character from the Old Testament, Rebecca. There is another one, Rachel. When she gave birth to her last son, she gave him name Benoni, which means actually son of my sorrow. And the purpose was that she knew that she was dying in childbirth. But Benoni's father, Jacob, he changed that name and he gave him name Benjamin, which we know as Benjamin, and the meaning son of my right hand. And he wanted to give that name because he had entered the new territory and new aspirations, new enemies, and how it was in those days that more offsprings you have, the more power or the strength you have to face the enemy. Hence, I have got another right hand who will fight the cause of the family and of the tribe. In some cultures, do you know that names are taken very, very important? I have here old Finnish calendar. A couple of years ago, somebody sent me, and each day has got a name, that what name it is. And I remember, this is just not in my notes, but just saying it, I remember that when I lived in Finland, 1st January was always as a name day Jesus, but you look 2015, other days have got the names, but that day has got no name. I wonder what is happening, that how even from calendars we are removing the name Jesus. So if your name may be in Finnish a little bit different, you want me, that I will have a look for you, that what is your name day, and you can celebrate. People do celebrate a great deal. Back to that, that this is a today Jesus name day. I wonder if anybody has got any guess, rough idea, how many names and titles Jesus has got in the Bible. Just rough idea.
55.
55.
100.
Well, I didn't know either. So don't please feel that I'm more knowledgeable because I prepared for it. Of course I know it. That's why, otherwise I didn't know. That Cruden's Concordance gives Jesus names and titles 198. 198. And that is pretty lot. But there are some others which give actually even more than that. So many names, but two of them we particularly know well, because they were given at his birth. So what were the names given to Jesus at his birth? Come on, my young people, come on, son.
Jesus.
And Jesus is actually a Hebrew name. The proper Hebrew name is Yeshua, which is short form of Yehoshua, meaning Yahweh is salvation. That's one name. Was Jesus given any other name at his birth?
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, which means God with us. Now, when you come to the name Jesus or Yeshua, that appears again and again and again in the New Testament. It's so much part of our vocabulary. But what about Emmanuel? How many times Emmanuel is mentioned in the New Testament? Only once, in Matthew. Jesus was never called as Emmanuel. It was given to him. Why didn't we use it? And the guess, my guess, like others, is because that was again about descriptive, that how he was going to be with us always. Not only that for the time being as he was in a human form, but forever and ever. And in Matthew 28, we do read verse 20, that when Jesus was leaving this, after finishing his earthly ministry, was going back to the Father, he said that I am with you always to the close of the age. Always with us. Now, these were the names given to Jesus before his birth, before even he was as a human being in the world. But then there is one name specially which was given to Jesus when he completed his work on earth and went back to the Father. What is that name?
Savior.
Savior, yes. Yeah. We actually sang in our song just a while ago or hymn. It is found, another clue. Come on, son. I'm looking at you, my scholar. That the other clue is Philippians epistle. And chapter 2. Don't worry. Let me read it to you. It is written, therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. So he has got some name which is above all other names. What that name could be? Above all other names. Let me help you. Would you agree with me that for every faith group, the name of their deity is the highest or the greatest name in that particular faith group? Would you agree with me? When we come to the Bible, the biblical faith, by which name God revealed himself to his nation? By which name he revealed himself? When he said to Moses that if they ask you that who I am, go and tell who I am. Yahweh. Yahweh is the name by which God revealed himself in the Bible. That is the name God said to about that. That is the name by which I will be always known. So if deity is the greatest name of all, and if Yahweh, God of the Bible's name, is Yahweh, then am I totally out of step if I say that that is the name God handed over to Jesus? Name which is above all other names. Name, as we sang a while ago, at the name of Jesus, what will happen? Every knee shall bow. And in Isaiah chapter 42, we do read that it is only the name of God to the knees should bow, because he does not give his glory to anybody else. So Jesus got that name. God himself said, son, this is now your name, as I understand from Philippians. Now come the purpose why I went through all this, the names. And that is the second bit about the justification for the words of blessings and what is in my heart when I bless God's people. In Numbers chapter 6, God commanded the priests that they should bless his people with threefold blessing, using these words, the Lord, that is Yahweh, bless you and keep you. The Lord Yahweh make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord Yahweh lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. This was the blessing, and then God said, so they, that is priests, shall put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them. Note the end of it, that they can put my name upon them so I can bless them. Numbers chapter 6, verses 23 onward. That is from where I was reading. So this was threefold invocation addressed to God. In the first, there were two issues. Asking God to bless his people in everything and in all they owned. Secondly, to keep them from all harm and destruction. Maybe some of you, when I pray in the vestry, especially since we had all these warnings that, well, the religious places and so on, you need to be careful, need to be wise, that because people do certain things, and I always pray that I put the seal of the name of Jesus around us who worship here, around this place, so that no evil, no weapon fashioned against us may penetrate. And these are the reasons behind those sort of prayers. And this, in the second bit, the blessing was to keep them from all harm and destruction. Asking the Lord to turn his face or to turn towards them in pleasurable way. And thirdly, asking God to look at his people with approval and give them peace. So if they were to bless in the name of Yahweh, Yahweh's name is given to Jesus. So right at the start of the year, I want to, my brothers and sisters, my children, I want to put the name of Jesus upon you so he may bless you. He may keep you safe from all harm and destruction. May he turn his face towards you in a pleasurable way. May Lord, my God, my Savior, look at you with approval and give you his peace. Day in, day out. And it is no pride. That is my number one responsibility. Before you people are out and about, I place that prayer upon you. I'm placing it today. Every day of the year, it will be placed upon you. But I think it will be wonderful that we also learn ourselves that before we get involved in our daily routines, that we invite the name of Jesus upon ourselves. Paul, writing in Galatians chapter 3, verse 27, said that put on Jesus. May he be your hope, your peace, your blessing. Amen.